Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Prestasia. How may I help you?
Yes, and I do apologize, but I see a charge on my account, and I'm not sure what the charge is for.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
27610.
Okay, that was 67610.
No. 27610.
27610. Okay. Uh-huh. And can I have that first and last name?
First name is Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Last name is Coleman, E-S-H-R-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for me?
3432 Current Elm Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, so I do see here that the Vibe Watch was purchased back on January the 31st for the 14-day trial.
Okay, because I wasn't aware that it was a trial. And what's the problem that I have with the watch is that the watch is written in Chinese language. And the only thing that actually works on it is we finally got to put the correct time in there, which comes out in military time. So,
okay, really did you download the app on the phone that controls the watch?
Yes, the app is on my phone. I can see the features come up and everything else comes up. But so far as anything else, no, it is not. And my son is a computer technician, and he's worked on it. And he said, Mom, I can't get this to work on your phone. And then he couldn't get it to work on his phone. So he said that because, and then he actually Googled, and we Googled and I saw it to try to get some more information. The information is very, very limited. So I have not been wearing the watch because, I mean, it has some wonderful features on it. Even though I did not know that it was a 14-day trial, because when this came through Bank of America, and they said, oh, you get this free gift if you do this survey. So it was quite misleading as well. And it said nothing about, or if it did, I must have missed it. But they said, you get to choose one that they gave you the choice of maybe 3 to 4 items to choose from for doing the survey. And I never saw it only at one time that they said that it will be a 14-day trial, then you will be charged, you know, the full price. I never saw it on here. So that thing is, we've been working, you guys, working this food. Okay, I'm not trying to bore you today.
Okay, so how that 14-day trial works is within that 14 days. It was stated within the terms, it was stated within the terms and the conditions when making the purchase of the product that it was a 14-day trial, and how that 14-day trial works is within those 14 days you had to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel within those 14 days, on that 15th day, you will be billed the full amount of the product. And it is a one-time payment. It's not a monthly subscription. But
I
that's
know
what that's
not, I know. I know. Excuse me. And thank you. You said it just fantastic. You said it. And guess what else? And if that was the case, why wasn't there any information for where to call? I'm just looking at my bank account, the only reason I got this information. There was no information in the packet stating that, and if you're going to do that, put that information in the package too. This is where you call for after your 14-day trial. And I still have the same box and everything else. There was not the information, the instructions on there is basically for Chinese. What they have in English is very, very limited. I understand what you're saying. but there's a lot of false advertisement about this. And I will be calling my bank, but there's a lot of false advertisement about this whole thing. And are you guys work with Bank America?
We're all affiliated with the same thing, ma'am, but I do understand that you are filing a dispute and you have every right to do so. But please allow me to explain the dispute process to you. What happens during the dispute process is your bank or a credit card company will contact us and we will have
to. I know, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to interrupt you. I know what the process is. I know exactly what the dispute process is, what it looks like, and everything else, because I have did my homework. Actually, if you guys want to continue doing this business like this and not sending the correct, what am I supposed to do with it when I can't even, the functions are in Chinese and you can't even, and we know about downloading. I mean, downloading, we've been doing this for I don't know what. But if I have a computer technician in my house with me and he can't figure out how to do it and he knows how to do just about everything, there's a problem. And perhaps I won't have to say anything, whether this is a one-time charge or not. But like I said, I have a problem with the process that you do it. And unfortunately, Bank of America, they can send me the surveys or whatever. They will never get my business again, neither will you. And what you just please tell them is that next time, put it in the package, the instruction, if it's 14A, put that in the package with the instructions that people, and I'm college educated, people can understand and they can format it to the phone. I got a whole lot of stuff formatted. I got my Civic formatted to my phone. So this right here, if my son said it was difficult and we had to even Google it and we still couldn't get it, there is a problem. So now you want me to keep a product that I can't even, you that's going to go and charge me for it? That we can't even, I can't even use.
Okay, ma'am, what I can do for you is.
Do you have a manager? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, we all have the same protocol. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund back of that charge and cancel out that account.
And you said cancel their account? But I thought you said there's going to be nothing else with it.
It won't be no other charge, but I will just cancel out the account for you and give you a cancellation code so that you know that it was just a one-time payment and it won't be billed nothing else.
Why do you have to do that if there was not? I understand that there'd be no additional charges. So, but you said you was going to give me 35% off?
Yes, ma'am. You'll be refunded back 35%.
And then cancel out my account so there'll be no future. See, that's just kind of misleading, too. It's because if you're going to do that and you say you're going to have to cancel out my account so there'll be no future charges, why would
no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't have to cancel out your account, but it's just to give you a confirmation that you won't be billed anything else. You won't be billed anything else because it is a one-time payment. But just to give you a code so that it's confirmed for you that it won't be billed anything else, I can cancel the whole account so you won't receive anything else. And it'll give you a code.
Okay, because... And I appreciate it, but when you say it's so, I'm a cancel out account so they won't bill you anything else. So that only tells me that if you didn't do that, you was going to continue to bill my account?
No, ma'am.
Because I already understood that it was going to be no further billing after this.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. They won't bill you. You won't be billed anything else. It is a one-time payment. But to give you that confirmation code that confirms that you won't be billed anything else, I can cancel the account to give you that confirmation. Even if I don't cancel it out, you still won't be billed anything else because it's a one-time payment. It's not a monthly subscription.
I know, but so why do you have to, okay, I know it's not going to be anymore. So do you have to cancel that out in order to give me 35% off what I paid?
Is that no, ma'am. For?
Because it's not, it doesn't matter to me. It's because conscious-wise is that I know there's not going to be any more billing to my account. So that's not what I was calling for. I was just calling for is the fact is that there was limited instructions. I didn't see it. There was nothing else in the package but the watch and the all this Chinese instructions, which we are not Chinese. But whatever you have to do, and I'm not arguing with you about it, and I know we haven't been arguing, but just telling you this, my concerns about the whole process that was done here. And I guess giving me 35%, yes, I'm appreciative because you didn't have to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'm going to refund that 35% back to you, and I'm also going to give you that confirmation code as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, that code is C as in Charlie.
Okay, you're going to ask. Okay, go right ahead.
5-7. Yes, ma'am. 5-7. F as in Frank. A as in Apple. 3. F as in Frank. 1. D as in Dog. E as in Echo. And the number 4.
Okay, that was C as in Charlie, 5-7, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, number 3, F as in Frank, 1, D as in David, E as in Echo, and 4.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. And you should be receiving that refund confirmation as well. It's already been sent out. You should be receiving that shortly.
And that was sent to my email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to say it's like I appreciate you. I know because working in customer service, I used to do it. It's not easy talking to customers. I'm out of your professionalism and the way that you actually handled yourself. So, yeah, I do appreciate that. And I appreciate I appreciate everything you did. And I really mostly appreciate the way you handled it.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.